Happy Thursday to you and welcome to your daily teaching from It's Time For Me. So as you've noticed, there has been some changes to the way It's Time For Me is running. I sent you a very detailed text message the other day with everything detailed in that. Thank you so much for all your feedback, firstly. It's great to see that you all are happy with the changes to the topic going from weekly to monthly. Also, thank you so much for those of you who filled out your goals the other day. I was inundated with your goals, which was really good to see. And also your emotional tracking that you did yesterday. So really what I'm going to be doing, just to explain a little bit more, is that at the start of every month, we're going to cover a topic for that month. And you're going to, you know, set some goals around that topic. So this month was self-care. So I asked you to set some self-care goals. And then you're going to set your own personal goals. Might be having more balance in your life. You might actually, you know, maybe want to lose weight, start exercising, look for a new job, whatever that is. And you're going to set that goal over the month. I then said that at the end of the month, I would be sending you another form where you'd be able to actually keep track of what you've done over the month. So be able to check in and say, okay, well, how did I get on? What did I do? What are my results? That kind of thing. But what I've also decided to do is every Tuesday, I'm going to be checking in with you in relation to your goals. And what that's going to be able to do for you is to keep you accountable, keep you on track, and also just get you to look at what action steps you were taking. Because sometimes we set a goal at the start of the month, by the end of the month, we've forgotten all about it. So I think a weekly update, and that's going to be really good. The other thing that I started yesterday, which was the emotional tracking, and this is going to be done every Wednesday. So you're going to be able to just put in different aspects of your positive emotions, your negative emotions, why you're feeling them in a good and bad way, how you're dealing with your stress at this time. And next week I'm going to be introducing as well a little bit more into that, so around your sleep and certain things as well. So every week I'm going to keep a track of your emotions, and at the end of the month I'm going to be sending you back kind of like a report. Now this is individual and specific to you, so all of the information you send me is completely confidential and I keep it with your permission, and there's a permission section at the end of the goals and the tracking, and then I'll be able to kind of analyze it for you and send it back to be able to show you the, I suppose, peaks and troughs that you've gone through over the month emotionally, and also for you again to see, look, this is where I was at, and keeping stock of that, or what was going on that had you in a good place or in a lower place. So what all of this does is that it allows you to keep a heightened state of self-awareness. It allows you to keep connected to yourself, because it's important that we acknowledge your emotions. In terms of the goals, it gets you to set goals, be accountable, achieve them, and do great things. And then with the topic each month, it allows you the space that when we don't do it in a week and we cover it in a month, to actually implement all of the teachings that we're doing. And if you set your goals then as well around the, when you set your goals around the topics, of, again, for this month around self-care, you'll be able to see the results that you get as a benefit of the teachings. So yesterday, what I got you to do firstly was I asked you to look at the practical reasons why you don't care for yourself enough, and then the emotional reasons. So practical reasons come into, you know, time, resources, don't know where to start, different things like that. And they're more tangible things. And the emotional reasons are maybe not valuing yourself, not feeling worthy enough, not feeling good enough. Emotionally as well, just maybe stuck in a rut and just don't really have the motivation or the energy to do it. So if you didn't get a chance to think about that today. And then as we follow on from that, I wanted just to talk a little bit about this. So last year, when I officially launched It's Time For Me, I did a free workshop for people in a hotel here in Dublin. And what I remember on that day was we did this exercise, the practical and the emotional, and it was really interesting. Everybody was in groups of kind of six or seven. We went around the room and talked to people, and the same things came up, which were the busyness of life, the time pressures, the time limitations, the constraints around that, the resources, not knowing where to start, even feeling on a tangible level or a practical level, just pressure to get started was hard, or to find out what things would suit them best, because what works for one person will not work for another. The emotional part, though, is the most interesting part, because the emotions are really why you're not caring for yourself. we all can make time if we want. And, you know, by doing a teaching like this for 5 minutes a day, 5 minutes over a 30-day month, okay, so 5 minutes a day over a 30-day month is 150 minutes. And that actually equates to 2.5 hours. So if you're taking 5 minutes a day for yourself, that's actually 2.5 hours in a whole month. And for some people, that actually would seem like I'd never be able to make 2.5 hours for myself, but you actually can. And that's what it comes down to, 5 minutes a day. And the emotional reasons, though, are the biggest part here, because the emotional reasons are when we do not believe that we that should take care of ourselves. We all know what we should do, or we all even know what we need. But there, a lot of us can feel, like I mentioned there, stuck or unmotivated, that you've been feeling a certain way for so long and just don't know how to shift it or change it. The other part with it as well that can be difficult is that you might just not feel worthy of it. And you mightn't logically feel that. This isn't the logic, this is the emotion. So if an underlying or subconscious thing is going on in your head where it's like, God, I just don't feel good enough about myself, then we start to mistreat ourselves, because we treat ourselves how we believe we should be treated. And sometimes we allow others to treat us how we believe we should be treated. So I really want you to delve more. And this week is really just about getting a bigger insight, I suppose, into what these reasons are and why that kind of sense of stagnancy is with it. Because next week and the weeks after, as we move through, it's about implementing different self-care practices. It's allowing you to form, you know, kind of a toolbox of self-care. And onwards then, as you progress, is that to try and bring it into your everyday life. So keep in mind the 5 minutes a day being 2.5 hours over a month. And also keep in mind the emotional things. But that is, I got you just to think about them briefly yesterday, but today I want you to think a lot more about them. I'd love you to write them down. If you feel like texting it back to me just as a way of writing it, feel free. Please know when you text back, like, it only comes directly to me. It doesn't, all your texts go out individually. They don't go out as like a group text or anything like that. So if you reply, you're coming back straight to me. The other thing I'd like you to think about around this is that if you haven't filled out your goals, or even if you have filled out your goals around your self-care goals for this month, what are they? And what have you done in the last couple of days to actually start? So I sent out the goal form on Tuesday. So here we are 2 days later. Have you done anything to get started on that goal? And the first thing your goal might be is, let me figure out what my emotional and practical reasons are. Let me really look at it properly. Let me write it down. Let me journal about it. And let me get a clear picture of what that looks like. That would be an amazing starting point, because if you want to change anything, you have to understand what it's about. And that's the key part to this process. So I wish you a beautiful day. Look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.